Blog Talk Radio.
Because of the way the virus and the infection is spread, it's
holy where you have to be separate from each other. And I think we're at this time not believing it happening. We have cases throughout the country. We have deaths throughout the country. So we wanted to come on with a time we could share some sports, because even though there's no sports going on, we still want to talk some sports tonight. We're going to talk about our historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school. Now, understand, our brand is we are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we want to come before you and just share what's going on. I know everything has been postponed or either put off or total canceled for the rest of the spring semester. I work at a university, and that have occurred at our university, where we're going to online classes, which would be something different for a lot of our students. But it's a time that we still can come together. We have to hold everybody accountable at this time. We have to look toward one person or the next person to make sure you're there to support one another. Social distancing is what's important here. We can't all flock to the beach like a lot of people are doing now. We can't all flock to the restaurant. We got a 6-foot space between each other, the distance between you. You can't always flock and do some of the things you're used to doing. That way we can be successful. That way we can put a blunt on this curve dealing with this, what's expected to happen. And we just want to be able to be in a position. But it's all God's will. It's what he desired for us, meaning that he will work this out for us. I don't care how many doctors, how many people say this, what a president or whoever may say, God is in charge. And that's why I believe I put my hands in God's hands at this time, because I know he has all of us and he will make a way. So we have to keep in mind, but we didn't want to take this opportunity not to be able to just bring sports to you. We wanted to come to you tonight and bring you a bright light dealing with sports. Yes, there's no sports going on television, but dealing with the historical black colleges and universities, we want to talk about it. We just want to talk about where point it ended at, meaning dealing with each one of these conferences, recognize those champions who was crowned as champion, and we want you to know exactly what's going on in the world of sport from our end, which is the Talking Sports Plus, which is the only show that focuses on historical black colleges, best talk show, high school and middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. Now, our call-in number for our show tonight is 334, I'm sorry, let me back it up because I'm about to give you my office number. That's 347-857-4192. I repeat that, 347-857-4192. Give us a call. All you have to do is press 1 when you have something that's very exciting within you. You want to say about what we're dealing with the coronavirus, as well as the stoppage of sports being what is not in play right now. We just want to make sure we have that opportunity to talk about on this network. Now, we also want you to know that we will have a show tomorrow night, which is the Love Cafe. It comes on every other Wednesday, and I'm the host of that as well. It starts at 6 o'clock, so join us tomorrow. We're going to talk some real love topics tomorrow. True love is what we're going to talk about. But tonight we're going to focus on the team I have working with. We're going to focus on today's sports in crisis, and that's what we are. We're basically in crisis in regards to no sports is going on. We have to distance ourselves from one another regardless of where we are. We just don't need to have a large gathering. More than 25 is basically some cases, but the president came out and said that more than 10. We need limits about 10. So this is what we're dealing with. Now, my team that will be joining me as we slowly work toward talking about the various topics dealing with today's sports and in crisis, the first member of my team, he hails from the state of, which is all of them, from the state of Alabama, and he hails from South Alabama. He's our radio personality. He joins us from time to time to give us that support that we need because he is a radio personality, none other than my fraternity brother, Darrell E. Train Elliott. Also join us from South Central Alabama, the retired number two man in charge with the Alabama High School Athletic Association, Coach Tony Touchdown Starworth, our resident high school expert. Then we have the young lady who's now there, you know, they're on spring break. She's an educator, she's a coach, and they are on a spring break plus additional 14 days. And she wanted to take advantage of her time to do something. So we are not asking her to break away from what she's doing unless she feels like it. The lady of the hour, the millennium, Coach Lauren D. Smith. Another millennial, young man. We want to get everybody's point of view. So we look at it from the male gender perspective as well as the female gender perspective. We have Coach Cameron Gimmer, who has joined us, and he's another one of those persons that's on spring break, and they are trying to do that, and they'll make sure they touch bases with us. Then we have Hill from North Alabama. He'll be calling in here, and normally hit Bill probably about the next 5 minutes because he really enjoyed talking sports. Our young man that we call the King, because he came to this show when he started, he was just dominating what he was saying about sports. And a lot of the co-hosts joined along and said, well, we're going to rely on the King, none other than Coach Tremaine Edwards. So those individuals will be joining me soon, and as soon as they sign on, I'll make sure I get them so they can be live and you can share your point of view. We want you to be here. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll identify you with the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I'll ask you to offer your comments, your questions, or your expertise as we talk about COVID-19 as well as the coronavirus, which is COVID-19. We just want to make sure we share and how it's affecting sports. Today's sports in crisis, and we want you to share your thoughts on that. Now, the web link, if you want to go to hear the show by internet, is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production, as well as we are being broadcast by Facebook as well as Instagram. On Instagram, we have Coach Lorenza, Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. Then we have on Facebook, and I have two of my vehicles working on this particular area, which is one of my cell phones as well as my laptop, and we're having some challenges with the laptop, but I'm looking at those individuals on Facebook on my cell phone coming in clear, and I do appreciate each and every one of you all that's joining me tonight, and as some of them wave, I want to wave back at them so we can make sure we give them let them know that I see them and I appreciate them. Each and every one of them join. That's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. All right, so we have these vehicles working. We want to make sure we get it out, but I am going to try to boot back in on my laptop, my second laptop, dealing with Facebook to make sure I can get Facebook up and running. It may be just too many vehicles or too many gadgets, as you want to say, that's on here that's causing to be kicked out. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you have an opportunity to tweet the show at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1, at Lorenza D. Smith, at Elliot Darrow, the number 1, at Tremaine Edwards, the number 7, at Coach with a K, underscore L, underscore Smith. Those individuals have a Twitter account. You can tweet them and share your thoughts with them as well. We also make sure we after we finish with the episode, we'll make sure it's on Blog Talk Radio. We'll make sure it's on Facebook, as well as making sure it's on Twitter, as well as Google Plus, LinkedIn, and the many other media website. We try to get it out at all of them to make sure it's available. Now, today's sports in crisis, and I want you to make sure you share your thoughts on it. Again, call in 347-857-4192. As I continue to We kind of look forward to what we my co-host signing in so I can get them live. I'm gonna make sure I make a second attempt at trying to get this Facebook on my laptop up and going. I'm gonna continue to attempt to do it, even though I have you on my cell phone, and we have you with a visual look at myself, and we'll make sure we do it. But we're still gonna attempt to do it, though. We don't want to give up. We got an exciting night tonight set up with our topics, make about format, and we're gonna got to get started. As soon as I see a couple people trying to sign in, as soon as I can get them in, we'll make sure we go. But if not, I'm gonna make it do what it do. And that's what the exciting part about it. Again, like I said, I'm going to try while I'm take a minute to catch my breath. And we're going to try again on Facebook to see can we get you on my laptop. If not, we'll continue to project and show on the telephone or the cell phone. So we look forward to doing that. All right, let's talk about some of the things that's happening to make sports feel like it's in a crisis, because a lot of people are not comfortable with the way they think, because we're so used to having this flipping our channel and being able to see sports no matter what type of sports it is. But unfortunately, we can't do that right now. What we have going on with COVID-19 is that it is a crisis situation. I understand it on a political side. There's a $1 trillion budget being proposed. It's got to take care of some of the situation with the health care, also when individuals that are going to be off their jobs trying to make sure they get that paid leave. All that's going on because this is part of it. You get people in the event business, which is a sports event. You have a lot of the concession workers. You have a lot of people that work in these stadiums that won't be able to work, which was planning on that money. So there's going to be money available to help them starting on, if not mistaken, April the 8th. And May the 18th, I believe there's going to be available money to go to households to help families move forward and be able to help themselves and be successful. So even though we're dealing with this and there's no sports, but the government is trying to make that effort to get something out to you to help you. We have many of clinics being set up, even they've been set outside of hospitals, outside of emergency room, where you can go by and you feel like if you've got a scratchy throat, if you have running eyes, if you have a cough. Now, understand, just because you have those things don't mean you have the coronavirus. Now, just make sure if you can call your doctor, as they said, and tell them and explain to him, and even go to video call. If you got that cell phone, you got that computer, and you can just shoot into your doctor's office, and he's willing to sit there, she's willing to sit there and talk and look at you, diagnose you. This is what's going on. But that's not rushing to the emergency room when you know it, you don't know exactly what it is, but talk to your doctor first, then move forth to make sure you get the right information, because a lot of information is coming out that might not be totally correct, and we want to make sure we get it out as well. Just make sure when you're not feeling well, you got a fever, add that fever to that, and all those things going on. Again, that don't mean you got coronavirus, but make sure you call your doctor. That's the key thing. Call your doctor, share what's going on with you, then he'll work with you. Now, because of coronavirus, COVID-19, our sports is now in crisis, and we're going to talk about the historical black colleges and universities spotlight, because we had a basketball spotlight, but it's now it also caused the spring sports to be canceled as well. But just kind of share some things that occurred in the SWAC, which is the Southwest Athletic Conference, the MEAC, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, as well as the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, and the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. That was some things did happen before everything was shut down. You all want to give pretty much congratulations and shout out to each one of those athletes that participated in the so-called winter sports, which is basketball. And there are some other ones cross-country that took place as well. But when the coronavirus hit and everything was shut down, these teams were successful enough to be recognized and identified as regular season champions. in the SWAC that was playing a tournament up in Birmingham, Alabama, which they actually got to the week, and it was they actually played a couple of days because they actually played at the home site of the team that was the top seed, played those teams that was at the bottom of the top eight. So 6, 7, 8, and 9 had to travel to 1 through 4. So those games was played, and there were some results that came out of that that led some of those teams to be able to get ready to go to Birmingham. However, unfortunately, it was canceled on that Thursday. It was supposed to be a Friday and Saturday tournament, and they canceled and no travel. And these are the regular season men champion of the Southwest Athletic Conference. You have in the men's division, you have Prairie View is crowned regular season champion. Men, we said congratulations to Prairie View University. Jackson State University was crowned as the women's SWAC champion for 2020. And we have to say that's exciting because those teams worked hard all season. Jackson State only lost one game. The women did, and so they had an awesome record, 17-1. And then you had Prairie View only lost three games. So they were successful during the regular season, and they won that first game that led them to going to would have been in Birmingham. So they just ended there and crowned them, gave them the 2020. They would have received a bid to go to the NCAA tournament, but unfortunately, that was canceled as well. In the MEAC, you had the game being played up in Norfolk, and those schools battled pretty hard, and they tried to get their champion because they was just getting started and they wasn't able to get to the point where they were still trying to cipher out those teams, North Carolina Central, North Carolina A&T, to determine on the men's side, as well as they're looking on the women's side to determine. So they're still working on final results because they thought some things were going to occur, but now they understand it's all been canceled. In the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, crowned the champion of the SIAC for 2020, and they played the tournament. It's Miles College on the men's side. This is a back-to-back for Miles College, so they win the men's side of the SIAC. And on the women's side, Benedict College claimed the women's SIAC champion by defeating Tuskegee. In the CIAA, which played their tournament on February the 25th to the 29th, so it really didn't have any bearing on the CIAA because they had already played their tournament. Even the SIAC had played their tournament. But the champion that was crowned for the men's side, you had Winston-Salem University defeated Fayetteville State to win the men's side. And Robert Collins of Winston-Salem was the 2020 CIAA basketball tournament MVP. We had the women's side, you had Fayetteville State won that. They defeated Bowie State. And the most valuable player was Katisha Hems of Fayetteville State. So they've been crowned as a champion. We were going to look at a couple of topics. I'm still waiting on my team to kind of fill in here, and they're kind of slow tonight. I understand a lot is going on, and we got to understand this, but we're going to make sure we share this information with you. We want to discuss today's sports in crisis, and we want to look at the major college basketball tournament being canceled, as well as all spring sports being canceled. If you had a university, one of the things that is happening, and I know the university where I work, there will be no face-to-face contact between the student and the faculty and staff pretty much until in the fall. So a lot of the classes are going to be done online. So if it's something you're not accustomed to, just make sure you get the right communication with your instructor, the professor you're dealing with, to make sure you get everything in like you're supposed to, because there will be deadlines and they have to get it. I encourage that. So this is something happening that all over the country. It's not just happening if you in Central Alabama or in Florida or Georgia or Mississippi. It's happening all over the country. Now, what we want to make sure we talk about is how the coronavirus affected the spring sports. We want to know what can come out of this because these baseball didn't get a chance, softball didn't really get a chance to get started up. track, outdoor track, didn't get a chance to get started up. What is the solution to that? My understanding, the NCAA offered a compromise. A compromise to all those individuals who was participating in those spring sports, since they didn't have an opportunity to play, they can come back and play next year. This is a compromise the NCAA offers. So the coronavirus has changed the landscape totally. So that's something those individuals with baseball, softball, well as track, have an opportunity to come back and play in 2021. So we thank the NCAA because there are some players that had an opportunity to try to finish their senior year. Even though they may graduate, they still have a chance to come back and participate for that last year. So they gained that last year of eligibility. So the effect was made because in basketball, we know all the major, all the conferences canceled the championship, then the NCAA decided to cancel the tournament, what you call March Madness. So you don't have that going on at all. It won't be going on till 2021. So it's not no delay. It's not no postponement. It is no longer in existence. That was a discussion about giving those players another year eligibility. Now, I have to, to my mind, I have to challenge that because you played all the seasons. Some of them played their tournament, completed their tournament. So that's a disadvantage to those individuals, you know, that had done what they had opportunity. But the coronavirus is nothing to play with. So we don't want to be in a large group. So it was understandable they canceled the NCAA tournament, and that's going to be a compromise. I think my suggestion for those schools that had senior players, allow them to add three additional scholarships for 2021, where the players, some players that instead of having 12 available scholarships, they have 15. That way they can carry those 15 players from this point on throughout their career at that university. That would be a good compromise to these schools that, didn't get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament. Now, what effects would this have on the fall? There's a lot of talk about the fall not being able to. We're not seeing any football. I already hear people, hold up. We hope, but just not think that this is going to be a month. It's going to be a week. It's going to be two. We do not know. It's evolving every day. So we have to understand the coronavirus is put sports in crisis, put the world in crisis in regards to on the continent of North America. And we just want to make sure we understand that that might not be in the football this fall. And I know that's hard for people to comprehend on it, but that could happen too because they cancel all the spring play for them, so they lose that opportunity to kind of do some things to get ready in the spring. And now they're moving forward to possibly seeing how it's going to be in June to determine whether it might not be in the fall football. So wrap your mind around it for right now. It may not happen, and it may happen, but the same thing, the NCAA March Madness thought it happened there, and those players didn't get an opportunity. It might be possible with the way we're going is to blunt off the curve, you know, the bell curve that we use that was expected to be. We hopefully, if we get everybody to kind of follow some of the rules that are being put in place, I'm going to say the rules of the medical concerns and thought and suggestions been put in because a lot of people not follow social distancing is important. So we need to step back. We need to become more isolated. Go and don't spread it as fast as if we kind of keep it down. And one of the things they say about coronavirus is that it's a virus that gets in, but it starts in two particular areas, in your neck area and in your sinus part, because those are the coolest part on your body. You may not know that, but it is. So if you're running into some problems, you may have a little scratchy throat. You know, some of the suggestion is that you can, you know, this is, I've seen people posting various things that can be used. You may use it already. You can gargle with some warm salted water or some water with vinegar in it. And just gargle with that, and that kind of kills it in your throat area because it doesn't like that heat. Don't like heat. That's why our biggest attack came in the wintertime, because it can live pretty much in that in that cool air. So just keep that. That's the coolest part of your body, in your throat area and in your nostril, in your sinus area. So keep that in mind when you can do that every day. It's not saying we're gonna completely beat it, but just not being isolated. You don't have to go. Don't go. I know a lot of situations where schools are closing to a certain date, to April the 6th. A lot of schools are closing. Some schools are closing for the rest of the semester. A lot of things are going on. So if you don't have to be out, don't go out. We know the mad rush to buy all the toilet tissue, buy all the paper towels, buy all the food, buy all the bread. And, I went to Walmart today and I looked up, man, golly, there's nothing up here, on the bread area. So people are just buying up and storing and storing. And a lot of governors are saying, consider others. If you don't need to go have 10 more baskets of two baskets of carts of paper towel, leave something for somebody else. This is how we're going to have it. We've got to consider other people as well. You consider other people by not going out. So to not be in a crisis, we're going to put everything, going to cancel, postpone everything, meaning sports related. Basically, if you don't need to go to the movies, the movie's probably not going to be open very long anyway. Don't go to the movie. You don't need to be in this club spot. You don't go down to that club spot. Don't, because that's how it quickly attacks the population, if there's someone in there who actually has it, don't even know they have it or not. So we have to kind of be just think about where we put ourselves in and our other family members as well as individuals we may know. And that's what the decision was made when we found out several professional athletes had this coronavirus, and the minute they saw that a player could get in and their contact with other players and shut it down, that went for colleges, it went for high schools, it went for everything. Some of the high schools I know are still playing. I do know that because they have a plan in place to deal with it. So I'm not going to go right after them because they're making a decision that they want to continue to play, and they're still playing. So you can say something different. I wish you would. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And we want you to really share your thoughts on that. Press 1. I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to make sure you let us know who you are. If you choose to, I would love to know who you are. Just give me your first name and your location. Location is... It's just to me mandatory because it adds to knowing where we're being broadcast from all over the country, all over the world, truly, because we're heard in 16 countries. So we're excited to have the opportunity to do this. So make sure you give us a shout-out, give us a call. If you want to call and say, well, we hear you pretty good, Doc, and we don't have much to say. We just want to say that I'll take that. I see the board filling up quick and fast, and I just want you to press 1 and be a part of it. Now, let's look at some of these professional athletes or the professional leagues option to suspend the season until we can get a handle on. At this rate, we know today Kevin Durant, yesterday Kevin Durant was mentioned that him and four other Net players, the Brooklyn Net players, had the coronavirus. Now they're testing the Lakers, and it was just, the talking heads and pundits said today, and we're talking about professional sports, if one of those major players on the Lakers get it, there ain't going to be no season the rest of the year. Just accept that. I'm not just saying because of the Lakers. It's just that the NBA wants to make money, and they know where the money can be made by having certain players on the floor. And but if this come up, it'd be tested, with Kevin Durant and Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and several others that's being mentioned, but if you start stretching and know it's all over the league, there probably won't be any basketball because at this point, they talking about June, it probably won't be. I'm just giving my thought. It won't happen. So the thing about it, June is when the playoffs starts and it goes to the championship and get the championship. So if that's not going to happen, you're talking about pushing it back in September. Now you're stepping on possibly football back, or either going to cancel it, can't postpone it to anymore. So these are the kind of things that we're dealing with. This is the effect on the NBA championship. You may not have a championship, and that's the worst extreme. But you know what? It's not the worst extreme. Life is so important. We have to be able to put ourselves in a position that we protect ourselves. Follow what you're being told. Don't gather in places you don't have to gather. If you don't need to be there, don't go there. I can call it that weddings, plans, funerals that you know that you can't, you know, something you can't control in regards to that. And, you know, you have to be, but make sure you be prudent about what you're doing. Don't just try to gather, just to gather. Just try to understand the distance from 6 feet distance is important when we talk about coronavirus. We also wanted to touch on the Alabama High School. We're moving to the high. We're not going to have a very long show tonight. We're going to kind of touch on this because, you know, I wanted the team to kind of come in, and I know some of them are struggling. When I'm saying 8:30, I'm going to hit you and let you know something. And we're still waiting for them, but we got other people on the board, and I appreciate you joining us again, as well as on Facebook and on Instagram. A lot of people here, and I want to be able to take an opportunity to catch my breath now and just wave at those individuals that's joining us, because I'm going to give you the shout out. We're going to give you a shout out. The Alabama High School Athletic Association, because we're talking about states in the southeastern part of the United States, they are monitoring the coronavirus, and I know some teams have played even up to yesterday softball and baseball, and they have a continuing plan in place, and they're ready to use it if they have to use it. So we look to see how that's going to turn out. A lot of school districts are just saying it won't be no more sports until possibly April 30th. And, you know, even though some schools are planning to come back on the 6th, we kind of see how this is going to go. So we'll see. In Florida, they are monitoring the development of it. They did cancel a couple things that was going on, but they hadn't canceled all the things. Georgia High School Athletic Association has postponed the state literacy needs, meaning they have a little contest. They have a competition. You know, they suspended all the activities. And they haven't determined on the spring sports. So they still, everybody is sort of like on the high school level trying to see in each one of these states, those three other states and most of the other states. And one other state, South Carolina's high school league, have not released a statement regarding the coronavirus at this time. So we got a lot going on, but I wanted to make sure I touch base with you tonight. You know, I'm always excited about being here because the listeners want to hear from us, and we appreciate you want to be a part of it. I now want to take this opportunity to give a shout out to those people that are joining us on both Facebook. I have it up and running on my laptop as well as on my cell phone, and also Instagram, then on Blog Talk Radio. I want to give you a shout, and I'm just going to just go with the names that I see, and some of them I made sure I put down on a piece of paper before they dropped off the line, and at least give them a shout out for taking time to do that. Before I move forward, I want to make sure you take time to get my new book, which came out in late December, early January. Don't Be Scared to Love. The cost is $20. You can go to my Gmail account, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, and it's talking about love. And it's talking about don't be scared to love. And I want you to check this book out. Again, my Gmail account is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. The cost of the book is $20. $10 of this will go to the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund. Is for a high school graduating senior who's going to community college or technical college to get a license or a certification as well as a associate degree in cosmetology. Let's help some young person with a need scholarship to be successful. Purchase this book or just go to my Gmail account, and the payment option will be Cash App, and that's, you can check Lorenza D. Smith or either go to paypal.me, and that's DR, which is Dr. Lorenza. Check us out. We're available, and I want you to get that book. Go to Facebook if you're on Facebook. And for those people that's not on Facebook with me but might be on Instagram, and you can go to facebook.com, and that's /DRLDiBertoSmith. Talk with me. Share your thoughts. Get a book. Purchase a book. $10 of that $20 go to the scholarship fund. We're helping a needed person that want to further their career and be an accomplished person in the area of cosmetology. All right, I'm going to give a shout out to, first we'll start off with looking on some of the numbers I see here. I can recognize one or two of them all, but I give a shout out to Crystal Porter in Columbus, Ohio. She's joining us. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She's joining us and supporting us tonight on today's Sports in Crisis. Also, we have my frat brother, Tony Rudolph. He's joining us as well. Thank you, Tony, so much. Then I have the Blue Agent, 1920. And I thank you as well as Tom Rob, 47, as well as King C, 335338 is joining us as well. I'm going to give you a wave as well, King, on Facebook. And I told you I'm operating two hands on Facebook as well. Let me wave at a couple people. To Seema Jackson, Sunshine and Carla, thank you very much. Florence Harris, Patty Rose, Commissioner Rose, my frat brother Octavius Williams, Michelle, I'm trying to Hines, Kimberly Alexandra, thank you very much. This is Shanada Fountain. We have the Queen Ministries. Henry is one of our hosts on one of our shows. On. Thank you for joining us as well. We have my cousin Jarrell Calhoun. Thank you, Coach Calhoun, for joining us. I have Patrice joining us as well. Thank you, Patrice, for joining us. And, you know, first name, even when I see you, you can make sure I say it correctly. And Belinda Davis. Thank you, Belinda, for joining us so much, Belinda. And last but not least, yeah, like I said, the number's not that high tonight, but appreciate you. Janice Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. She's joining us all the time. Thank you, Denise, so much for doing that. And she's more or less the founder of Behind the Mass Ministry out of Berkeley, California. So we want to make sure we give her a shout out. Now, on tomorrow, we have our Love Cafe coming at 6 o'clock, and we're going to make it do what it do. Join us. We're going to talk about real love topics. We're going to have an exciting time at 6 o'clock. We're going to be on Facebook. We're going to be Instagram and Blog Talk Radio. Check us out tomorrow. It's been awesome tonight, but right now we're going to call it quits. My hashtag is hashtag keep on grinding, hashtag communicate for understanding. But last but not least, as we say, game over, it is over with. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it.
Try to stack change. I'm number one on the chart. watch you at the bottom, boy. Cause if you drop when I drop, it's a problem, boy. I got hits for days, I move since I'm big pimping like Jay, we chopping blades.
Running
over G's on top of my chain, and when I die, I put a crown on top of my name.
Now I'm a
over the lame, over it, it's the same, cause the game
over.